The warrior has awakened. It's not about you. If I hear one more time, I'm going to have to say to you, please exclude me as your counsel, your confidant, and your shoulder to cry on. Because if you yell at me one more time, I'm going to unleash the beast within me, and you won't like what I have to say. Yep, you know it happens. It happens. Maybe it's the tone, how they said it, the circumstance, when they said it, or just choosing these words. Why? You know, here are some trigger statements that you may just be about to hear them say it. The moment you say that you don't remember something the same way they do. The moment you say something they don't like. The moment you question what they just said. Or the moment you say you just don't understand what they're talking about. Or next, when they say, I just don't know what to do. And you give them input. And they're pissed off by what you say. You know, it happens all the time. And especially when you're in that conversation with a friend, someone in your inner circle. The main thing, you know, after you pick your jaw up off the ground and you're shocked by what just happened, you have to remember to try to remain calm. Because in the heat of the moment, you can start to cuss somebody out. And two, let them know that you're not going to speak to me in that way. This situation you brought to me, so it may not be about me, but I'm certainly a part of this conversation. And three, set some boundaries. You know, get clarity so it doesn't occur again. Because I'm telling you, you can cut a relationship to the quick with somebody that you've been there for, and then they just all of a sudden attack it. You know, if it's a situation where they require that someone just sits and listens and says nothing so they can get out their feelings, then they should let that be known from the very beginning. Then there's an understanding. You feel me? This is about, you know, respect, common courtesy, especially if you intend on keeping the relationship or friendship. We all know we take a lot of crap and have more tolerance with our families and people in our inner circle, and that's normal. But that's still no excuse, and you need to set boundaries so that feelings aren't hurt and there aren't scars that, you know, can't be erased. So there's no need to stay in a moment that's made you feel angry, feel unappreciated, and yeah, even emotionally attacked, because you're wondering where the hell this all came from. Especially by a person you've been there for, you know, through it all, thick and thin. It's like a gut punch. And as if you don't count for much at all. Still, you know, speak your truth, and you decide, because you are in control of you, maybe not the other person, and you're in control of the people you choose to surround yourself with and make yourself available to. You know, we all have our moments. We say things in the heat of the moment, but everybody is accountable. And so holding someone in a space of accountability is important for your own self-care, for your own peace of mind. I mean, you know, we're not in it to be injured by an interaction, right? You want to be there for someone. That's who you are. That's a fabric or part of the fabric of who you are. And it's all right to be that person. You know, it's a gift. I mean, some people may see it as a curse that people want to talk to you and feel comfortable talking with you. But there are, you know, there are limits, personal limits. And so we move through it and gather our strength to stand up and speak up for ourselves. And that's it. Not in anger, but just out of an understanding that we're all a part and communication is key and we're all deserving of our space. And not to be taken advantage of, or not to feel that we're being taken advantage of, or taken for granted. You understand? So it's all a part of who we are. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's under pressure, you know. But we all, hey, it's everybody, including the person that's that's being spoken to. So you have to set your boundaries. That's it. That's what it boils down to. And don't let anger overtake your ability to communicate your feelings. All right. Thanks for joining. Make it a great day out there.